USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. In the ongoing Israel-Hamas temporary ceasefire, Hamas released 17 individuals on Saturday who were held captive since the October 7th attack on Israel. In return, Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners. There's concern among some U.S. officials that Hamas might retain any American hostages until the last day of the exchange. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison.
The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
That's Laura Winters reporting. Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. The Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump, compared to 43% who said they would vote for Biden. About 10% of voters in the poll were undecided. Several House Democrats are coming after Elon Musk.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
Tomorrow is Cyber Monday, and the FBI is warning online shoppers to be aware of scammers, which they say can range anywhere from untrustworthy or fake websites to fake emails offering great deals. Online shoppers are expected to spend upwards of $13 billion tomorrow. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The United States military stood up to multiple attacks in the Middle East. Dave Collins has the details.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties.
Pope Francis cleared his calendar the other day. The Vatican says he's under the weather. He spent some time in the hospital after coming down with what the Vatican described as a mild flu. The 86-year-old pontiff underwent a CAT scan of his lungs, and officials say the results ruled out any respiratory problems. Back in April, the Pope spent 3 days in the hospital due to a bout with bronchitis. Francis is scheduled to travel to Dubai on Friday for a conference on climate change. The Vatican has not said if the plans have changed. Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are a slightly brighter green, while water is now more a turquoise blue. Despite mixed opinions about the new aesthetic, Google Maps has enhanced features, including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations and improved search capabilities. And if you still have leftovers from Thanksgiving, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten for up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple hours. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.